Hi there, this is Amanda, and this article is about three specific athletes who are planning to compete or are going to compete in the upcoming International Blind Sports Federation World Games. The article contains quotes from the athletes, but I wasn't fortunate enough to interview them myself. Their words are quotes from press releases that were issued by IBSA. This year, the city of Birmingham has been selected to host the International Blind Sports Federation World Games, a showcase event that is held every 4 years. The Games are due to take place from the 18th to the 27th of August and will be held at the University of Birmingham across the Edgbaston area and other wider regional venues. These Games represent the largest high-level international event for athletes with visual impairments. Indeed, around 1,250 blind and partially sighted athletes from 70 countries are competing in 10 sports. Three of the 10 are men's blind football, men's and women's goalball, and judo, which are qualification tournaments for the 2024 Paralympic Games. These are ticketed events, along with women's blind football and men's partially sighted football. Ticket details have been recently announced and can be accessed via www.ibsagames2023.co.uk/tickets. Sally Barker, chair at British Blind Sport, has commented, "I would encourage as many people as possible to buy their tickets for these events, as the money will go towards helping to stage what is an historic event for the UK and sport for blind and partially sighted people across the world, and will hopefully leave a legacy by levelling the playing field for blind and partially sighted people across all areas of society." Other sports and categories featured include archery, chess, cricket, powerlifting, ten-pin bowling, tennis, and showdown. These sports are open to the public to attend for free and without needing to book. Partially sighted Chris Skelly, MBE, who recently married GB wheelchair tennis Paralympian Louise Hunt, rose to stardom in 2021 when he won gold at the Tokyo Paralympics, which had been delayed by a year and was subject to COVID audience restrictions. This achievement came 10 years after the former mechanic started to lose his sight and was diagnosed with oculus albinism, Bell's reflex, and extreme photophobia. As a result, he had to leave his job. Chris now aims to make history by becoming the first British judo para-athlete to retain their medal in more than 25 years. The 29-year-old is now concentrating on the 2023 IBSA World Games, where he can earn vital qualification points to secure a spot at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. In an interview, Chris explained, "When I won gold, it was great at being able to let people hold the medal and inspire the next generation. And I'm hoping the World Games has the same effect by showing other blind and partially sighted people that they can play any sport they want, and that any sport is adaptable. The biggest thing for beginners is taking that first step. A lot of people can let disability define them, but it's important to remember you can do anything if you put your mind to it." Caleb Nenevi, I hope I pronounced that correctly, from Sheffield, is in contention to represent his country in the IBSA. His sight loss occurred as a result of a rare allergic reaction when he was just 7 years old, after he was prescribed penicillin to treat chickenpox by doctors in Accra, Ghana, where he lived at the time. Then it was as a teenager at the Royal National College for the Blind, RNC, in Hereford, where his life took another direction, where he developed a passion for goalball. A keen runner, he competed at 100 metres and 200 metre events at club level, but found his calling with goalball, where players attempt to score goals by quickly and precisely throwing a 1.25-kilogram ball across the court and defending shots from the opposing team using their bodies. With the help of Goalball UK, he has gone on to compete at major European championships, topped goal-scoring charts, and become one of Great Britain's best goalball athletes. Among his sporting highlights is winning promotion with Great Britain from the European Championships B in 2016, and finishing top goal scorer in the Goalfix Cup with the Northern All-Stars last year. In his interview, he enthused, "We want to be one of those teams who are in the paras every 4 years having an established team and a strong core to build a legacy for ourselves and help inspire younger and upcoming athletes. Evan Malloy from Devizes is fighting epilepsy with judo and is on track to compete in the IBSA after celebrating 3 years seizure-free. Evan was born with ocular albinism, a condition which causes severe visual impairment, and was diagnosed with epilepsy when he was just 4 years old, resulting in up to 40 seizures a week at its worst. His passion for judo developed as a teenager. However, the grueling effects of epilepsy put an end to his aspirations for the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games and almost forced him to give up the sport altogether. But with the help of British Judo and the Epilepsy Society, his own grit and determination, the 24-year-old adapted his lifestyle and has used judo to become 3 years seizure-free. When interviewed, he explained, "Judo has given me a lot more structure to my life in terms of how I eat, sleep and recover, which is so important to be able to control it." He picked up a bronze in the IBSA Antalya Grand Prix in April 2022, achieved fifth in the IBSA European Championships in November and scooped bronze again in January's IBSA Judo Grand Prix in Portugal. Evan says he draws a lot of inspiration from his hero, Chris Skelly, who I've talked about earlier in this article. "When I was younger, I idolised Chris," said Evan. And now, Evan not only trains with Chris at the British Judo National Training Centre in Walsall, but is also his housemate. Evan continued, "I am extremely lucky to say that I am an athlete full-time, but I also have disabilities and sometimes in the real world that can make things a little difficult. I often think where I would be without judo, and to be perfectly honest, I do not know. The World Games is an opportunity to showcase judo in Britain as it genuinely does not get enough recognition. It has done so much for me. I am hoping the home crowd can spur us on."